Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Tzadi Dalad. We are on page 138. Dine Havdalah Batfila, the halachos of Havdalah during davening, which is referring to the halachos of Atach Unotanu. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Omrim Havdalah B'cholin Hadas. We say Havdalah, we say Atach Unotanu in the fourth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and that is Chonin Hadas. The Imtov V'lo Hivdil. If a person made a mistake and he forgot to say Atach Unotanu, Mashlim Tfilaso V'Einu Chozer, he just goes weiter in the Shemoneh Esrei, he finishes davening, he does not go back. Mipnei Shetzaruch L'Havdil Alakos, because anyway he's going to make Havdol Alakos, and therefore if he forgets Havdol in Shemoneh Esrei, he does not go back. However, the imtoam kodem shehivdol alakos. If a person did the wrong thing, you're not allowed to eat on Motzei Shabbos until after havdol alakos. So if a person first forgot atach unotanu in Shemoneh Esrei, and then he accidentally ate before havdolah, then sarach lachzor ulahavdil batfila. Then he must daven again and repeat atach unotanu. Well, not repeat it. Say Shemoneh Esrei again with atach unotanu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph Omrim havdolah. Even if a person made Havdalah al Hakos before he daven Mariv, Mikomakom Tzarech Lahavdil Batfila Gamkim, you still must say Atach Unotanu in Shemoneh Esrei. So normally we daven Shemoneh Esrei first and we make Havdalah afterwards, but even if for some reason you heard Havdalah first and now you're davening Mariv, you still have to say Atach Unotanu. In note number one, he points out, V'afim Omar Kodem Tfilas Arvis Baruch Amadim in Kodesh L'chol. The same thing would be true if you said Baruch Amadim in Kodesh L'chol before Mariv. Mavur l'kamon, we'll see later on in the Mishnah Berurah, sha'olav l'havdil batfila, you also are still going to say atach unotanu. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'i ikur mitzvahs havdala hida oraisa d'rabbanon ayin b'mashen nichtov l'kamon reish simen reish tzadivav. We'll see shortly in reish tzadivav the discussion of whether Havdalah is a chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Beis, you say Havdalah in Cholin Hadas, ukavua bebracha zu. Chazal established Havdalah in this bracha, mipnei sha'asr lisboat tzrochav kodem Havdalah. Because one is not allowed to ask for things on Shabbos, and therefore you want to end Shabbos before you make any requests, so we say atach unotanu right in the middle, as we'll see in a second, of the fourth bracha before we make our first request in Shemoneh Esrei. Minak pasha lomer atachonein v'chuli ad le'enosh bina. We say part of the bracha first. V'achar koch atachonotanu. Then we stick in atachonotanu, and then afterwards we finish the bracha. We say v'chaneinu me'itcha, etc. So as we know, atachonotanu is stuck in the middle of the fourth bracha, and the reason the Mishnah Berurah says is because we want to say atachonotanu make havdala before we ask for requests. If you look at the Shaar HaTzion over here in Os Beis, he writes, this is the Magen Avraham's reason, b'shem the Yerushalmi. But if you turn the page, he writes, v'yesh otam b'gemara, there is another reason that the Gemara brings down why atach unotanu is in the bracha of atach unotanu. Mipnei shehi birchas chachma. This is a bracha that we're asking Hashem for chachma. Hainu lahakir lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. We want to be able to separate between kodesh and chol. Therefore, kivauha bibirchas chachma. The bracha of atach unotanu is the bracha that asks for chachma. It requires chachma to make the havdalah ben kodesh l'chol. That's a second reason why it is brought down that we say the tefillah of atach unotanu in the bracha of atach unotanu. There's a very interesting note in the back of the sefer that I'd like to read. It's on the bottom of page 23 in the back. You could just listen or you could look there. Note number 3, all the way on the bottom. Ubetama dover shenusach abrocha maslo biatach unotanu. V'achakach mavdilun ulachar mikein mevakshim v'chaneinu meitcha. The reason why we stick atach unotanu in the middle of the bracha, we start atach unotanu, and then we stick in atach unotanu, and then we say chaneinu meitcha. So the Gra explains very geshmak, kedei lekayim eshnei hata'amim shehuva v'mishabura b'Shaar HaTzion. It's order to satisfy both reasons that we brought down, the reason of the Mishnah Berurah and of the Shaar HaTzion, and he explains, shebiglolam nikba havdalah b'tfila b'bracha zu. There are two reasons that we just said about why atach unotanu was put in this bracha. Sheletam shekavua b'birchas ha-chachma. That which the Shaar HaTzion says that we put in the fourth bracha because we're asking for chachma, therefore we put it in the bracha of chachma. So yesh liftoach tchila b'chachma. So it makes sense to open up the tefillah, make open up the bracha about chachma. V'achakach lahavdil. So you say You give a person das, and then you put in the havdalah that you want. You show the chachma that you're asking for in the bracha that started off with chachma. If there's no chachma, a person is not able to differentiate between two things. According to the reason Mishabura brought down that you can't ask for things until after you make havdalah, therefore you have to make havdalah first and then make your bakasha. Therefore, says the Gra, Maschilim be'atachonim, she bracha ala chachma. We start off with atachonim, which is the bracha on the chachma. The ein mevakshim v'chanenu mitcha. We don't ask for the actual request of chanenu mitcha. Dei abinavi haskel at sheyavdil until after the havdalah. Kefiatam sheni shein levakish at sheyavdil. So we put it right in the middle. So we're starting off with chachma to satisfy the reason of putting in the bracha, the tefillah of chachma in the bracha of chachma, and we put it before we make our first request to satisfy the reason of making havdalah before the first request. Says the Mishabura Vaiter on page Ayin. We're continuing in the same Mishabura, but he then says, a person made a mistake. Instead of starting atachonin and putting atachonatanu in the middle, he just starts right away with atachonatanu. He's yotze. Im shochach lehispalel, a person forgot to daven ma'ariv. So mispalel shachris shtayim. So we know there's tashlumen. If you forgot ma'ariv, you daven shachris tushmon esreis. The halacha is ve'enu maskir atochonotano lo barishono v'lo bashnia. In this case, you didn't daven ma'ariv. You davening shachris twice. You will not say atochonotano in either shmon esrei. Ba medvar mamurim. When were these words said? When is this true? Keshekvar hivdil mi esmol ala kos. That's only true if you made havdalah on a kos motzei Shabbos. Now you're davening two shmon esrei for shachris, then you will not say atochon antanu. Avalim lo hivdil klal, but if you didn't daven mariv and you didn't say adol al kos, and now it's Sunday morning, you're davening two shmon esreis, diyesh olav adayin chiyav mitzvah adolah, you still have upon yourself the chiyav of havdalah, yaskir atochon antanu b'shachris b'tfila shnia, shehila ashlama. So as we know, when you daven tashlumin, the first Shmoneh Esrei that you're davening Sunday morning is for Shachris of Sunday morning. The second Shmoneh Esrei is making up for the Mariv. So the Mishabura says in that case, you will put atochon antanu in the second Shmoneh Esrei, which is the Hashlama from Mariv. In that case, you will also have to make Havdol Alakos, like we'll see later in Simon Reish Tadi Tesev Vav. That's an important thing. Reb Chaim Salavechik says differently than this. He says that if you're davening two Shmoneh Esrei Sunday morning, you would put atochon antanu in the first Shmoneh Esrei, because he says it's not a din in Mariv, it's a din in the first tefillah after Shabbos. So it's true the second Shmoneh Esrei is the makeup for Mariv, but Lamaisa, like the reason we just said in the Mishabura, you can't make requests till you make Havdalah, so therefore he says in the first Shmoneh Esrei you would put atochon antanu before the first request in the same place. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Gimel, Ve'eno Chozer, we said again, if a person daven Mariv Motzei Shabbos, he forgot atochon antanu, he does not go back. Hainu de lechatchila mitzvah lahavdil bein betfila bein bekos. Lechatchila, the mitzvah is to say havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, and also to say havdalah al kos. V'hacha, over here, b'dievet somech atzmo al mashe yavdil achar kach al kos. In this case, you forgot to say atochon antanu, so then you rely on the havdalah that you're going to make on the kos alone. Umikom makom osur le'es ata b'malocha atchiyatu b'kos. But if you forgot to say havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, you have to make sure not to do any malocha until you hear havdalah al kos. O sheyomer al kolpanim, or at least you should say hamavdu ben kodesh lachol kemosha kasa sov simen reish tzadi tes. So normally we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we say atochon antanu, you could do malocha afterwards if you forgot it. So you can't do malacha until either you have dal kos or you say by yourself hamavdu ben kodesh lachol sivkotan dalud. The machaber then said, so even though if you forgot it, you don't go back, but if you forgot it and then you ate before Havdalah, which you weren't allowed to do, you did two things wrong, so then we make you daven again. Says the Mishabura, V'afal gav dekayim alon b'simen reish tzadi tesev hei, d'imta v'ochal kodem Havdalah yochol lahadil achakach. Even though we paskin that if you made a mistake and you ate before Havdalah, that's fine, you could eat, you could make Havdalah afterwards. Mikomo kom kam, but over here, d'ta gam b'tfil, you made two mistakes. Number one, you messed up your davening, you forgot atochon antanu. Number two, you messed up that you ate before Havdalah. Then kansinamle, then we put a knas on you, we put a fine on you. V'tzorech lachzor l'espalel ulahavdu batfila. So normally the halach is, very interesting, normally the halach is, if you forgot atochon antanu, that's fine, you do not go back. But if you first forgot at Elchanan Tanu and then you ate before Havdalah, Alakos, so then you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again and you have to repeat at Elchanan Tanu. That is Sif Aleph. There is one point that I'd like to point out in the Bir Halacha in Sif Aleph on page Ayin, Divrei Maskil Tzarech Lachzor Ulahavdil Batfila. We said in this case where you forgot to say at Elchanan Tanu Shmoneh Esrei and then you accidentally ate before a Havdalah on the coast, then you have to go back and daven again and say at Elchanan Tanu. Says the Bir Halacha, Efshir de Davkim lo hivdil adayin ala kos. It could be this is only true if you did not yet make Havdalah ala kos, ubala faneid lishol. You came to ask the Rav Shaila and you didn't yet make Havdalah ala kos, Oz hadin the yachzor v'yadu batfila. Then you should go back to daven Shmoneh Esrei again with at Elchanan Tanu. V'achar kach alakos, and then you'll make havdalah alakos. Avolim ovar v'hivdil alakos achar shetom. But if you forgot at Elchanan Tanu, and then you ate before havdalah alakos, and you made havdalah alakos already, shuv ein tzarech lachzor l'havdil batfila. Then you would not have to go back and daven again with at Elchanan Tanu. Kevan shemikom akong far yotze mitzvah havdalah, because you already yotze your mitzvah of havdalah 100% with the kos, and you would not have to go back. That is the Prima Gadim. Ubederach Achayim sosom de'ein chiluk bazeh. Derach Achayim says there's no chiluk. Even if you made havdalah ala kos, you still have to go back and daven Shmoneh Esrei again if you forgot it in Shmoneh Esrei the first time and you ate before havdalah. Says the Mechaber, Vayter and Sebeiz. Ta'a v'lo hivdil batfila. A person, again, forgot at Elchanan Tanu in Shmoneh Esrei. The ain lo kos balayla. And he has no kos to make havdalah on. V'sover sha'af l'mochar lo yielo. And he thinks that tomorrow on Sunday he's also not going to have a kos. So he forgot at Elchanan Tanu. He has no kos for havdalah tonight. He thinks tomorrow he's not going to have a kos either the whole day. Tzarech lachzor ul'hispal. He has to go back and he has to daven again. Motzei Shabbos with at Elchanan Tanu. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hey. V'sover sha'af l'mochar. He thinks tomorrow he also won't have a kos. De'im mitzapeh shielo l'machar. If he anticipates that he will be able to have a kos tomorrow on Sunday, yuchal lismoch al zeh. He can rely on that. Sheyavdil l'machar al kos. That he'll make avdolah on Sunday on a kos. K'lokamon b'rei tzadites sevav v'ein tzarech la'achzer atfila. He will not have to daven again. So again, he forgot at Elchanan Tanu. If he thinks he will have no kos tonight and no kos tomorrow, he should daven again. But if he thinks he'll be able to get his hands on a kos tomorrow on Sunday, he does not have to go back and daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Sivkotan Vav. If he doesn't anticipate getting a kos, tzarech lachzor l'spal, he must daven again. Hainu kisha'oka raglov. This is discussing a case where he already took his 3 steps back, his Shmoneh Esrei is over. O kishesien tfiloso, or he finished Shmoneh Esrei, ve'eno ragil omer tachanunim achar tfiloso, when he doesn't normally say any personal supplications at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, didino gamkein tkaka raglov, there he has the same din as one who took his 3 steps back, like we'll see later in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin Sivhei, Ayin Shom. So then, if he already finished Shmoneh Esrei, chozer l'rosh, he goes back, and he davens again. So again, the person who has no kos for tonight, he thinks he has no kos for tomorrow, he forgot at Elchanan Tanu, and he finished Shmoneh Esrei, then he should go back and daven again. The in lo siyem adayin tfiloso, but if he did not yet finish his tfila, chozer lebirchas atachonim. Then he should just go back in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to the bracha of atachonim and continue in order, and he should put in at Elchanan Tanu. Mi, however, im nizkar kodem shomea tfila lo yachzor. If he forgot to say at Elchanan Tanu, and then before he got to shomea tfila, he realized his mistake, he should not go back. Elo yomer at Elchanan Tanu b'shomea tfila. Rather, he should stick at Elchanan Tanu inside a shomea tfila. Like we say aneinu in shomea tfila, he should say at Elchanan Tanu in shomea tfila. Dekishem avdilin bat tfila. Because in the Havdalah that we say in Tefillah, we say the words, Avinu Malkeinu Hachel Aleinu. When we're asking for a good week to come, we say, Avinu Malkeinu Hachel Aleinu. Duhu Bakasha, that is a request. V'havei me'ein shomea tefillah. And therefore, it's similar to the bracha of shomea tefillah to kol al kol habakashos. Shomea tefillah incorporates all the requests, and since at Elchanan Tanu has in it a request, therefore it is shayach to the bracha of shomea tefillah. So if you realize your mistake between at Elchanan and shomea tefillah, don't go back, just stick it into shomea tefillah. Miyah, however, im yesh lo kos, if a person does have a kos for havdalah, yismoch al ha kos v'lo yomrenu b'shomea tefillah. it is not ideal to say in a Shema Tefillah. If you forgot it, the classic case where we have wine in our houses, we have a kos, you forgot Atach Natana, you do not say it in Shema Tefillah. It really doesn't belong there. Kevan di'ikara hu shevach. Because really Atach Natana is mainly just the praise of Hashem. Velo shayach kol kach l'shema Tefillah. It really doesn't belong in Shema Tefillah. It really only belongs in Atach Honim. If you forgot it and you have no kos, so then stick it into Shema Tefillah. But if you have a kos, don't even say it in Shema Tefillah, just leave it and make Havdalah al HaKos. Says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, Tisha B'av Shechalios Be'echad B'Shabbos. When Tisha B'av falls on Sunday, or it falls on Shabbos and we push it off to Sunday, you're fasting on Sunday, so then, Tov Lohivdil Batfilah. So then the halach is that Motzei Shabbos, as you're going from Shabbos to Tisha B'av, he's supposed to say Atach Natanu, but he forgot, he didn't say Atach Natanu in Shemoneh Esrei. Eino tzarech lachzor ulespalel. He does not need to go back and daven again. Kevan shemavdil alakos b'motzoi Tisha B'av. Since he's going to say Havdol alakos on Sunday night. So this is a very important halacha. There's no mishabura on it, but the Bir Halacha asks a very important question over here. The Mechaber ends of Gimel. So Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. When Shabbos ends, you daven Maariv, you should say Atach Natanu in Shemoneh Esrei. If you forgot Atach Natanu, you have no reason to go back because you're going to make Havdolah on a kos on Sunday night. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskel v'sover, but just the last four lines, he writes, Ayin b'derech achayim shekosav. Look in the derech achayim, who writes, Afilu im mitzape shiela kos lemochar balayla gamkin enomowil. This is a kasha, because he's going back to Sif Beis. This Bialach is in Sif Beis. Sif Beis says, if you made a mistake, you forgot Atach Natanu, you don't think you can have a kos tonight or tomorrow, Sunday day, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Bialach from the derech achayim, even if you know you'll have a kos Sunday night, it doesn't help. So that's a stira between Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. Sif Beis is saying, if you don't have a kos Motzei Shabbos and Sunday day, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Mashma, even if you can have a kos Sunday night, it doesn't help you. You still have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. And then he says in Halacha Gimel that if Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and you forgot Atach Natanu Motzei Shabbos, it's fine, because you'll say Kiddush Al HaKos Sunday night. So does Sunday night work or does Sunday night not work? It seems to be a stira. So the Bir Halacha says, "Luchora halo b'siv gimel samchinan al zeh." Why in Siv Beis is the Derech HaChaim pointing out that it won't help the fact that you can have a kos Sunday night, and in Siv Gimel by Tisha B'Av all of a sudden the fact that you have a kos Sunday night helps you not to repeat Shemoneh Esrei or Motzei Shabbos. So says the Chavos Chaim Ulai, maybe the answer is Mishum Disham Iesharlo Lahaktim Kodim. Maybe when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, it's not possible to do Havdalah earlier. You can't do Havdalah Kos, Motzei Shabbos or Sunday day, so then we allow you to say it Sunday night, and that will take care of the Motzei Shabbos. Choshev HaKol Bizman Motzei Shabbos Gufa. It will all be considered Kizman Motzei Shabbos. The whole Sunday night will all be considered like Motzei Shabbos. That's the first opportunity that you have to make Havdalah ala kos. V'chein masha bir agro l'kamon simen reish tadi tes. So an interesting chiluk that the Bir Halacha is saying, it could be that a regular Motzei Shabbos, if you're going to have a kos Sunday night, it doesn't help you. It has to be Motzei Shabbos or Sunday day. If it's Sunday night, it doesn't help you. You have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But if it is Tisha B'Av on Sunday, you have no opportunity to do Motzei Shabbos or Sunday day, so then we allow you to say Havdalah ala kos Sunday night in order not to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Dalet, in a place where they said you don't have to go back and daven, miyad kishesiem habrocha ein lo lachzor. The second you say bracha Hashem cholin hadas, you don't go back. Afal pishelo pasal bebracha shalach areha. So if it's one of the cases, which is 98% of the time, where you're not going back for Atach Natanu, so even if you just finished the bracha and you didn't start the next bracha, you do not go back. You just leave it. It's not ma'akev. You do not go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin, Kishesiyam HaBracha, when you ended the bracha, Hainu Shehizkir Hashem Shel Siyam HaBracha. Even if you didn't actually finish the bracha, you said bracha to Hashem, you said Hashem's name, you don't go back. The Bazem Mikri Ki'ilu Kfar Siyam, that makes it as if you finished your bracha already. So again, the Halacha in Dalet is telling us that if you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you forgot Atach Natanu, you said right afterwards, Baruch Atah Hashem, you realize your mistake, you don't go back. You just go weiter, you finish it up, you do not say it in Shomei Tefillah, as long as you know you have a kos for Havdalah, which is 99% of the time, so you would just not go back, and you leave it, you make Havdalah ala kos. Says the Mechaber Vayter said, hey, B'mokom sha'amru she'enu chozer, in a situation where the halach is you don't go back, which again is most cases, im rotzer lahachmir al atzma lachzor, if you want to be machmir and you want to go back, So it depends. Im siyem tfiloso rasha. If you finish the Shemone Esrei and you want to go back, you can go back and daven again. But you have to wait for the Mishabura on that one. But if you're in the middle of Shemone Esrei and you realize you forgot it, you really want to go back, you're not allowed to go back. Says the Mishabura of Katan Ches, Rashai. This is a very important Mishabura. The Mechaber said if you finish all of Shemone Esrei and you want to go back, you're allowed to go back. Betoras Nedava. So after the Mishabura, you're allowed to go back and add a voluntary tefillah, which nowadays we try to avoid, as we see right now. You're really not supposed to have an extra tefillos, voluntary tefillos, unless you know about yourself that you're a zoriz, you're a zohir, and you know you'll have kavana. But for most of us, we don't daven nowadays at tefillas nedava. So although the Mechaber is saying, if you forgot atachron tonon, you want to go back, if you finish the Shemone Esrei, you can go back. It's not so practical. It means, theoretically, you can go back as an Adava, but in general, we don't do that. If you do not finish the Shemone Esrei, you're in the middle of Shemone Esrei, and you want to go back, you feel so bad you missed it, and you want to go back, Eino Rasha, you are not allowed to go back. Kevan de Eino Tzarech Lachzor Heve Hefsek. Since the halach is, you don't have to go back, so you're actually not allowed to go back. Sometimes it's very hard, you feel bad, you missed it, you realize right afterwards, 2 seconds later, the halach is, it's usur to go back, it's adding in something to Shemone Esrei, which is not necessary, you would not go back. That concludes Siman Reish Tzadi Dal, and Amir Shem tomorrow will begin Siman Reish Tzadi Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.